the most useful piece of software I've come across in the last 6 months, and perhaps for much longer than that, is called Listly, L-I-S-T, stop, L-Y. And I want to describe to you what I was able to do with Listly this morning. So this audioboo is entirely about business, and it's also particularly relevant to anybody interested in business development, and particularly also interesting to anybody who is prepared to let other people help them with their business development. So, okay, the other application of it is in the context of writing a business plan. So any of you who need to write a business plan for whatever purpose, either for your own discipline purpose or in order to win funding from either somebody who's going to lend you money or somebody who's going to invest in you, this audio is totally relevant to you. So the context I'm in is, to put you fully in the picture, is that I'm developing a new business with a partner. And we have agreed that we will address a number of questions, and we had a meeting recently, and we did a brainstorm of the key questions which we needed to address in order to move on from the discussion phase, the imagination phase, to a point where we will make some decisions. By the way, the ambient sound is heavy rain. I can do nothing to stop it, I'm afraid. So, okay, we have a list of questions written in a Moleskine notebook, and I took myself to a cafe this morning, and I used the tool Listly to help myself move on to the next phase. Essentially, what I did was that I publicly shared the questions that we had brainstormed. I publicly shared them on a piece of software which enables other people, first of all, to read them and comment on the questions. And in addition to that, people are able to vote on the questions. In other words, they are able to vote and say which of the questions they most like. So if the questions were competing questions, it would be possible to get the opinions, gather the opinions of other people before reaching a decision which was the best question to use. Now, in the context of developing my business, it's not so important to distinguish between competing questions as to make sure there are not any important questions omitted, because there's nothing worse than going into a business venture and discovering after you have committed yourself in terms of emotional commitment and then time and skill commitment, you discover that you've forgotten to ask a key question which, once posed, unravels the whole show. So, for example, it would be very unwise to set up a new business if you didn't ask yourself the question, is there somebody else doing this business already? So, there are so many possible questions you could ask that I'm quite sure that the number of questions which we identified, which runs to a little bit less than 30, are only, you know, a small subset of all the questions that could be asked. And the good thing is that I do recognize that I'm not capable of thinking of all of the questions, and I am completely open to being influenced. So when you're listening to this audioboo, if, for example, you have a key question that you have found valuable for the development of your business or for helping other people to develop their business, I would be very grateful if you would suggest it to me in whatever way suits you best, either by Skype, either by Twitter, either by audioboo, or going to the piece of software which I've already mentioned is called Listly. Now, what I did on Listly was very simple. I started with clicking a button on the website. I went on to their website. I wasn't able to do this, or I decided I wouldn't try to do this from a mobile phone, by the way, because the user experience on the mobile phone is not really good enough yet. My recommendation is you don't even try to look at it on your mobile phone in the first place, but that you actually look at it on an iPad or any such laptop computer. It's very good on an iPad. So you click on a button and it says a start new list, and you start the new list and you give the list a title. The only thing you have to do is, there are only two things you need to do. One is you probably do need to do what I forgot to do this morning, which is a check that such a list doesn't exist already. In other words, you don't want to use the same title as somebody else has used for their list, because if you do, you get cross-contamination, or maybe I suppose there could be some advantages in cross-contamination, actually. So, but anyway, you at least need to know that before other people point out to you. Like, do you need to know? No, other people can point out to you if you even get that wrong. So I'm even undoing my own consideration. But the second one is actually very important. You need to think of a title of a list which is attractive, and which will attract other people to be curious about the list. If you have a very good and important list to you, and you give it a boring title, the chances are that, you know, the people who like attractive titles will not log on, and only the people who like boring titles will log on. And the people who like boring titles are a subsection of the people you want to attract to your list. So if I were you, I would go for the bigger section, which is people who like attractive lists. So try and think of a list that is, what's the phrase, sticky. You know, in other words, will resound and echo in somebody's head. The list I came up with this morning, I don't know what you think of it. I'd be very grateful to know what you think of it. But it was something like this: most powerful questions to ask for new business. In other words, I think that's the title I came up with. It certainly is. Most powerful questions was certainly the first three words. I use the word powerful because I wanted it to do, I wanted each individual question that would go up to have a power of influence in many different directions. One, they would stimulate and force me to think about certain aspects. And secondly, once the question had been posed, it would have a whole lot of reverberations all over the shop, if you like. So think of a title and give it a title. It's very simple. They give you plenty of room on Listly to put down a title. And that's the title. And that's the title of the list that other people can then follow. People can follow the list, and people can keep track of what new things are added to the list. And that's very handy, because that means they have absolutely nothing to do except wait to get an email that says a new item has been added to a list that you follow. So they can be as lazy as sin, if you like. They can also be terribly, terribly active and do the next thing, which is actually suggest new questions to go onto the list. Because even though you own the list, unless you go out of your way to make the list private, the list is public. And it means that you start the list. You are the curator of the list, if you like. But other people can put forward suggestions. And there's even an option whereby you can retain the right to moderate the suggestions going onto the list. As far as I know, this morning I didn't tick the moderating box, which means that if you go onto this particular list and you put up a suggestion of an extra question onto the list, it will appear without me having any control over it. Probably as the curator of the list, or the originator or the owner of the list, in a funny kind of a way, although it's a funny concept of ownership, since it's actually really a shared ownership model that I'm seeking. But I probably do retain some rights of exclusion. So if you decide that the best question is, you know, where are the best local prostitutes, I retain the right to exclude that from the list if that is not actually relevant to the business that I'm setting up. So carrying on then in my next vein, what's the next point I want to make to you in relation to these lists? Yeah, I started putting up questions in a random order, really. I did start with the very first one we wrote down originally, and I did then in the middle of it decide, well, I won't just put them up in the order in which we thought of the questions in the first place. I will actually try to make the questions interesting to a reader who would read them in chronological order, so they would not actually all appear to fall automatically out of each other. For example, you know, where will the money come from, is followed in my list this morning with where will the money go to. There are two questions, two related questions, and perhaps if I had my time all over again with the list this morning, I might separate them rather than leaving them side by side. I certainly then, having done two money ones in a row like that, I think I probably put down either before or after them the question, what is our higher purpose? Now, higher purpose is another way of saying, why does this business exist? And the answer to that is never, ever to make me money. It might be to buy me a new car, but it's definitely not to make me money, because unless I actually use the money for some purpose, it has no exchange value whatsoever, and therefore is worthless. It's nothing other than a piece of paper or a record in a bookkeeping ledger. Okay, I think you get the idea now that the list, that you can put items down on a list in whatever order you like. People can subsequently rearrange the order to suit themselves into the list in which they were, you know, the last item added to the list appears first, or the first item added to the list appears first, or they can alter the way things are presented to them. But I present the list, I went down through it, I think there are now over 20 items up, somewhere between 20 and close to 30 by now. The thing about it is that while I was actually doing it, it automatically provides you with a method by which you can tweet that you have added to a list. And before I had reached the end of this morning's couple of hours on this topic, and that was while I was doing other things at the same time, if you like, or while I was half focusing on other things and had a couple of face-to-face meetings with people in the meanwhile, over 100 people had seen the list. Now, they may have seen it and read question one and thought, this is a load of cobblers, I'm not reading any more. But there may well be a possibility that that they have read more than that. But the point about this is that within a very short period of time, this is getting a very large number of views. And you can imagine then that when you have work in progress, you put up a list of something, and it's possible that, you know, you might be able to get a lot of people to see it in a very short space of time. I'm not so much interested in people seeing it in a very short space of time as people using the list. Because in my mind was the idea that any list that I put up in relation to business development, like, you know, what is the unique service that we provide? Now, that question applies to any business. That question, you better be able to answer that question, otherwise you are in some difficulty with your business. I was interested in sharing questions or coming up with questions which would have many uses way beyond my own business, because what I actually want to do is to generously give away my best intelligence, my best knowledge, my best experience. I want to give it away so that it could be of use to other people. Otherwise, what's the point? I basically, you know, I can only make so much use of my own knowledge and skills and background and connections, and I certainly can barely plumb it. And at my age, basically, you know, I don't even have enough years left to live to get advantages, to get the full advantage out of what I'm able to do. So I might as well share like mad, is my philosophy. But the whole point about this is, one, it reminds me of a question that I asked this morning, or that I put in this morning, and I'm not the one who only, these were questions that came out of my business partner and I. One of the questions, I suspect I did add it into the mix, is what is our current reputation? And a related question, what is the reputation we wish to have? So that's absolutely, people usually do things like SWOT analysis as well. And to be truthful, I didn't put in what are our strengths, what are our weaknesses, what are our opportunities, and what are our threats. And I think the reason I didn't put those in is that I am so familiar with them, and I wanted to start a list that people would find to be fresh and interesting and pithy and short and memorable, rather than, oh yeah, of course they would put that one in there, of course. But it doesn't mean I won't add it in later, because it hasn't survived in all business planning tools for nothing without being of good use. So do you get the idea then behind Listly? You can put questions up, you can also have the feature that people can vote on them. You also can add additional ways of cutting the data, if you like, in the sense that you can say, you can even put up something which indicates that you would like, that the user can say, I'd like to know the answer to this. So, for example, people can say, you know, I want to know this. So the question is, you know, what's the core purpose of this business? And the reader can actually say, I'd like to know this. So if, for example, you're putting up a list of the favorite books you have read, your favorite books in the world, there probably is an ability, although you must check this out rather than take my word for it, to click on a button which gives you something that says, I have read this already. So you can put up a list of books and find out who's read these things already. That is my guess. But if it isn't possible, I guarantee you it's on the way. Because I can kind of, at this stage, I've spent some time paying attention to the mentality of the founder and the development team behind Listly, and I believe that they are, well, I believe they have realized that list is as important a word as search. And if you remember the Google story, and if you haven't, there's a terrific book called The Google Story by David somebody. It's the kind of how Google started. But the thing about it is that their word was search, and they clung tenaciously to the word search, come hell or high water, right through to the point where, you know, they almost didn't bring it into existence. And I see list as another such word. You know, long after the sun has blown the earth apart, humans will be using lists. In fact, I strongly suspect that before there was language, there were lists. In fact, I'm even going to enter into the fray and say, without lists, there is no language. Now, I'd like the linguistic archaeologists to knock down that proposition. The Chomskyists who will tell you that there are patterns in the brain which predetermine the shape of language. I think lists may also predetermine the shape of language. Now look, I'm deviating very much because of my enthusiasm for the list as a Listly as a software process. But I just want to get across to you that you can, I believe, avail of the same experience that I had this morning. In other words, you can do something very serious for your business through the medium of Listly. And you can have, you know, lists of key markets this product is could sell in. And you could put in your key markets that you have identified. In fact, you could be terribly devious and you could put in a whole load of markets you think you'll never, ever get into in order to see whether people think they're credible markets for you to be in. So there's a lot of fun you can have with Listly. It isn't just a earnestly boring tool for the purpose of business development. It's a powerful scythe that will cut through a lot of thinking right to the core. Now that's enough about Listly. I've now got to pick up my daughter. Thank you. Bye-bye. You can find the list in question if you Google most powerful questions when starting a new business. It's also handy for you to know that Google will find a list if you put it up. And it's so far I've seen quite remarkable results of where lists fall in relation to Google searches. So in other words, how high up the ranking they come. And especially if a list takes off and has quite a number of people contributing to it, it becomes very powerful. Google likes it as a search engine. The search engine likes it. That's it.